Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving deep into the world of digital marketing agencies, going beyond the basics and really uncovering those strategies that they use to help businesses thrive in the digital age.
It really is a whole new ballgame now.
It is.
It's not enough to just have a website.
Absolutely not.
You need a comprehensive online presence.
And that's where these agencies really shine.
Absolutely.
Our guide for this adventure is an article from Grow Digital Agencies blog.
Oh, yeah.
Titled, What Services Do Digital Marketing Agencies Offer?
Good stuff.
Published last month, October 20th,
2024.
Fresh from the digital press. We'll be dissecting this article, pulling out the insights.
Imagine this.
Yeah.
Your business is a ship setting sail in this vast ocean of the internet.
Okay.
These agencies are like your seasoned navigators.
All right, I like where this is going.
Guiding, avoiding those reefs.
Yeah.
Charting a course.
Charting a course towards online success.
Okay.
I am hooked.
All right.
Let's hoist the sails.
Let's do it. And start with SEO.
Of course.
Search engine optimization.
A backbone.
Organic traffic.
When you search for something on Google, how do some websites just magically appear at the top?
It's not magic.
That's SEO.
No.
And it's the backbone of organic traffic.
Exactly.
So tell us a little bit more about it.
It's about making sure your website doesn't get lost in the sea of search results.
Mm-hmm.
And agencies, they tackle this through a multifaceted approach.
Okay.
So you've got on-page SEO.
Okay.
Which is focused on optimizing those individual pages.
So like making sure your content is clear, relevant, uses the right keywords.
Exactly. Making sure each page is stocked and ready for visitors.
I like that analogy.
Then you've got off-page SEO.
Okay.
This is all about building authority.
Authority.
And reputation.
Online.
Yeah, in the online world, think of it like endorsements.
Okay.
From other respected ships in the fleet.
So the more reputable ships vouch for you,
right,
the more trustworthy you appear. But what about the technical side of things?
Yeah, technical SEO.
Technical SEO.
This goes into the engine room of your website.
Okay.
Making sure everything runs smoothly behind the scenes.
So like site speed and mobile friendliness.
Yes.
Yeah.
All that. And something called schema markup.
Schema markup.
Have you heard of this?
I am intrigued. Tell me more.
It's essentially a way to speak Google's language.
Okay.
By structuring your data in a way that search engines understand, you're making it easier for them to crawl and index your site.
So you're not just relying on Google to figure things out.
No.
You're giving them a clear roadmap.
Think of it as giving Google a detailed map of your ship.
I like that.
So they can find every nook and cranny.
Yeah, that makes sense. But this can all sound a bit intimidating.
I know.
Do agencies have real-world examples of how this works?
Absolutely, they do.
Okay.
The article mentions a case study with an e-commerce company that was struggling to get noticed.
Mm-hmm.
So Grow Digital Agency implemented a comprehensive SEO strategy, including technical optimizations like schema markup.
Okay.
And they achieved a 150% increase in organic traffic.
Wow.
And a 50% boost in conversions.
That's huge.
Yeah.
So I can see why businesses would get excited about those results.
For sure.
But how do we know it's actually working?
Right.
Are we just trusting them?
No. It's not about blind faith.
Okay.
It's about data.
Data.
Digital marketing agencies, they rely heavily on data.
Okay.
They track key metrics like organic traffic, keyword rankings, bounce rates, and of course, those conversion rates.
Conversion rates, that's the important one, right?
That's the one we want.
So they present these findings in reports.
Exactly.
So you can see the impact of their work.
Yeah, it's all trackable.
It's like having a detailed log of your ship's journey, showing exactly where you've been and how far you've come.
I like that.
Okay, so we've charted a course with SEO, focusing on organic traffic.
Right.
But what if you want to speed things up a bit?
You want to speed things up?
Yeah.
That's where PPC comes in.
Pay-per-click advertising.
Pay-per-click.
Okay, so instead of waiting for that organic traffic to build,
right,
PPC lets you buy visibility.
Exactly.
Putting your message right in front of your target audience.
You're bidding on relevant keywords.
Okay.
Crafting those compelling ads that entice users to click.
So it was like an auction.
Yes.
For prime real estate on the search engine results page.
That's a great way to put it.
But how do you make sure you're not just throwing money overboard with these bids?
That's where the expertise of the agencies really comes in.
Okay.
They understand how to optimize these campaigns.
Okay.
To make sure you're getting the most bang for your buck.
Yeah, you don't want to just be wasting money.
And remember, you only pay when someone clicks on your ad.
Okay.
So you're only investing in qualified traffic.
It's like setting up a toll booth on a busy shipping route.
I like it.
But you only charge the ships that actually dock at your port.
Exactly.
So you have complete control over your budget.
You do.
You decide how much you want to spend.
And you can track every penny.
Love that. And speaking of advantages, this article highlights a case study with a healthcare company launching a new product line. Mm-hmm. They partnered with an agency to run a targeted Google ad campaign.
Great.
In just 3 months, they saw a 70% increase in sales.
Wow.
Pretty impressive.
That's amazing.
So while SEO is building a strong, steady ship for the long haul, PPC is adding a turbo boost.
Turbo boost. I like it.
To get you where you need to be faster.
Love it.
Now with our ship sailing smoothly, let's talk about connecting with other ships in the fleet.
You're talking social media marketing.
Yes.
Building relationships.
Building relationships.
Fostering a community.
The community.
Engaging with your audience on a personal level.
It's like sending out friendly signals.
Yeah.
Inviting ships to connect and share stories.
I like that.
Maybe even sail alongside you for a while.
Yeah, like a little convoy.
And just like in the real world, there are different ways to connect.
Right.
You've got organic social media.
Like hoisting colorful flags, sending out friendly messages.
Right.
To build a loyal following.
Yeah. Building that community organically.
So creating engaging content, posting regularly.
Exactly.
Responding to comments.
Being an active participant.
Yeah. An active participant in the conversation.
Right.
Then you have paid social media.
Okay.
Which is like sending out those targeted messages in bottles.
Right.
Ensuring they reach the specific ships that you want to connect with.
So you're able to tailor your message based on demographics, interests, even online behavior.
So with organic, you're casting a wide net.
Right.
And with paid, you're using a more precise fishing rod.
Exactly.
To target specific fish.
Love that analogy.
And I bet agencies have a knack for crafting those irresistible messages.
They do.
That get people to bite.
They know what they're doing.
And they know how to leverage the strengths of each platform.
Absolutely.
So Facebook for brand awareness.
Right.
Instagram for showcasing products or services.
Visual. LinkedIn for reaching professionals. TikTok for that younger audience.
That's where they are.
So they're like multilingual sailors.
Yeah.
Who can communicate effectively with ships from all corners of the digital world.
They speak the language.
But does all this social media chatter actually translate into results?
It does.
Real world results?
It does.
The article gives an example of a local restaurant that was struggling to attract customers.
Mm.
They partnered with an agency to run a targeted Instagram ad campaign.
Nice.
Showcasing their new menu.
Right.
The result, a 40% increase in foot traffic.
Wow.
That's incredible.
That is fantastic.
So social media isn't just about likes and shares.
No.
It can actually put those butts in seats.
It can.
Now, with our ship attracting attention-building relationships, what's next?
Every great ship needs a compelling story.
Content marketing.
Content marketing. That's it.
This is where we get to be creative storytellers.
Apps.
Weaving tales that captivate our audience.
Yes. Creating and sharing valuable content.
Valuable content.
That attracts and retains a clearly defined audience.
So we're not just sailing aimlessly.
No.
We're offering something of value.
Okay.
Something that enriches the journey.
Think of it as filling your ship's hold with treasures.
Okay. I like that.
Blog posts, videos, infographics.
Podcasts.
Yes.
Anything that will pique the audience's interest.
And keep them coming back for more?
Keep them coming back for more.
Yeah.
But you need a way to showcase them.
Right. You need to distribute this content effectively.
So using social media, email marketing.
Yeah. Guest blogging. Even influencer partnerships.
Influencer partnerships.
Yeah. Getting those stories in front of the right eyes.
It's like having a network of merchants spreading the word about your valuable cargo.
I love it.
Enticing others to come and trade.
Exactly.
With so much content out there.
Yeah. It's a lot.
How do you ensure yours stands out?
That's where agencies are masters of SEO.
Oh.
They weave in keywords and search engine optimization techniques.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier for people to find you.
Yeah.
And they understand how to target those long tail keywords.
Long tail keywords. What are those?
Those are like the hidden coves on a treasure map.
Okay.
They're longer, more specific phrases that people search for when they have a particular need.
Not an example.
So instead of targeting shoes, you might target best waterproof hiking boots for women with wide feet.
So you're not just attracting any ship.
Right.
You're attracting the ships that are looking for what you have.
Exactly.
That's brilliant.
And when you consistently create this valuable content
yeah.
that answers people's questions and solves problems.
Solves their problems.
You build trust.
You build that trust.
And establish your ship as a reliable source.
So content marketing is like being a wise, experienced captain.
I like it.
Who shares valuable insights and guides others to success.
Mentorship at its finest.
But how do you measure the success of these storytelling efforts?
It's more than just eyeballs.
More than just eyeballs.
Agencies track key metrics.
Yeah.
Like engagement, lead generation, and conversions.
So are people liking and sharing your posts?
Yes.
Are they signing up for your email list?
Exactly.
Downloading your ebooks.
Are they taking action?
Taking action.
That's what we want.
So it's about creating a ripple effect.
A ripple effect.
Your content sparks interest. Builds trust,
mm-hmm.
ultimately leads to action.
That's the goal.
Now, with our ship brimming with valuable content,
okay.
let's talk about another crucial aspect of communication.
Right.
Email marketing.
Email marketing.
Some might see it as a bit old school.
Really?
In today's world. But I still find those messages in bottles incredibly effective.
It's a classic for a reason.
It's a classic for a reason.
It's a direct line of communication.
Yeah.
Cutting through the noise.
All that noise.
Delivering your message straight to the inbox.
It's like sending a personalized invitation.
Yeah.
Inviting them to step aboard your ship.
Come on board.
But with so many emails flooding inboxes.
So many.
How do you ensure yours doesn't get lost at sea?
Right. Agencies understand the art of crafting those compelling email campaigns.
Okay.
To capture attention.
Mm-hmm.
And drive action.
They know how to segment your audience.
Yes.
Sending targeted messages that resonate.
They leverage automation.
Automate.
Sending personalized emails.
And based on actions like
browsing behavior or abandoned carts.
Abandoned shopping carts.
Yeah.
So it's like having a crew of skilled scribes
carefully
crafting messages.
Tailored to each recipient.
Making them feel valued and understood.
Exactly. And you can track every interaction.
You can track it.
You can see who opened, who clicked.
Who converted.
Yes. It's a treasure trove of data.
It's like having a spyglass.
Spyglass.
That lets you see exactly what's happening.
You can see everything.
Giving you insights.
Into behavior and preferences.
Yeah.
But does email marketing actually move the needle?
It does.
Businesses are seeing results. They are.
The article shares a case study of an e-commerce business that was struggling with abandoned shopping carts.
Mm-hmm.
They implemented an automated email campaign, gently reminding shoppers about the items they left behind, offering incentives to complete the purchase.
Nice.
20% increase in sales.
Wow.
That's remarkable.
Peculiar.
So email marketing still holds its own in the digital age.
Absolutely.
Now, with communication flowing smoothly, let's talk about the ship itself.
The website.
The website.
Yeah.
The first impression that welcomes visitors aboard.
The grand entrance.
In today's digital world, your website is everything.
It is your online storefront.
It needs to be visually appealing, user-friendly.
Aligned with your brand.
Aligned with your brand.
Yeah.
And that's where agencies come in.
They do?
Helping you create a website that not only looks great,
right.
but performs exceptionally well.
Performs.
So it's about more than just aesthetics.
It is.
It's about creating an experience.
An experience.
The journey.
That captivates visitors.
It entices them to explore further.
Entices them to explore further. But with so many website builders and templates.
Right.
Why would a business need an agency?
Good question. Templates can be a great starting point.
Okay.
But they often lack flexibility and customization.
Okay.
To really stand out and meet those unique needs.
Okay.
Agencies offer two approaches.
Okay.
Custom websites.
Yeah.
And template-based websites.
So custom is like building a bespoke ship.
Exactly.
Tailored to your exact specifications.
Yeah.
Well, templates are like prefabricated hulls that you can modify.
To a certain extent.
To a certain extent.
Yeah.
So custom websites are built from scratch.
Right.
Allowing for greater control over design, functionality, user experience.
Exactly.
Allows for better SEO optimization.
Yeah. Ensuring that it ranks well.
And greater brand alignment.
Absolutely. Making sure it reflects your brand identity. Okay, so if you want a truly unique and memorable ship,
mm-hmm.
one that stands out.
Stands out.
Custom is the way to go.
Custom is the way to go.
But what about those businesses that are just starting out? Maybe they don't have the resources for custom.
Yeah.
That's where template-based websites come in.
That's where they come in.
A more affordable and time-efficient option.
Exactly.
Giving you a foundation that you can customize.
To a certain extent.
Agencies that specialize in template-based websites can help you choose the right platform.
They can.
Customize the design.
Optimize it.
Optimize it for SEO and user experience.
It's a good option.
So it's like choosing a ship that's already seaworthy.
Yeah.
But adding your own personal touches.
Making it your own.
But regardless of whether you choose custom or template, what are some key considerations for website design?
Okay, well, mobile responsiveness is crucial.
Mobile responsiveness, with more people accessing the internet from their mobile device.
On the mobile device.
Your website needs to look good.
And function.
And function flawlessly on screens of all sizes.
All sizes, yeah.
So you don't want people turning away because your site's too cumbersome.
Nobody wants that.
To navigate.
Nope.
And what about accessibility?
Yes, accessibility is paramount.
Okay.
Agencies ensure that those websites are designed with features like alt text for images, keyboard navigation, and clear color contrast.
So making them accessible to everyone.
For everyone.
Regardless of their abilities.
It's about inclusivity.
Inclusivity, yes. Creating a welcoming experience for all visitors.
Everyone's welcome.
So we've built a beautiful, seaworthy, accessible ship.
We have.
But what if we're attracting visitors, but they're not taking the actions we want them to take?
Okay, so they're admiring the ship, but not coming aboard.
Exactly.
This is where CRO comes into play.
CRO.
Conversion rate optimization.
Conversion rate optimization.
Turning those visitors into active participants.
Okay.
Guiding them to take those desired actions.
Whether it's signing up for the newsletter, downloading a resource, or making a purchase.
That's what we want.
So CRO is like having a crew of expert salespeople.
Yeah.
Subtly guiding visitors.
Towards the treasure.
Towards those treasures.
That you want them to discover.
It's not about being pushy.
No, it's about creating a seamless experience.
That naturally leads to action?
Naturally.
So what are some of the techniques that agencies use for CRO?
Well, A-B testing, for example.
A-B testing.
Is like conducting experiments on your ship.
Okay.
Comparing different versions of a web page to see which one performs better.
So instead of just guessing,
right,
you're using data and experimentation.
Testing data.
To make informed decisions.
Informed decisions, yes.
What other techniques?
You got heat maps.
Heat maps.
Providing a visual representation of how users interact with your website.
So you can see where people click, scroll, and linger.
Exactly.
So you can identify areas of interest.
And those potential roadblocks.
So this helps you optimize the visitor experience.
It does.
And then there's user behavior analysis.
Yes.
Tracking how users navigate your website, gaining insights into their needs and preferences.
You can see where they get stuck, what they're searching for.
Yeah.
And ultimately, what leads them to convert.
So CRO is all about understanding your visitors.
Yes.
Optimizing their experience.
Their experience.
And ultimately guiding them towards those desired actions.
It is.
It's like being an attentive host, ensuring your guests have a delightful experience.
Everyone leaves happy.
And the beauty of CRO is it helps you maximize the effectiveness of your existing traffic.
It does.
You're not necessarily spending more money on advertising.
Right.
You're simply making the most of the visitors you already have.
Making the most of it.
It's like making sure every passenger who boards your ship has a fantastic time and leaves wanting more.
That's what we want.
But we've only just begun to explore the depths of digital marketing agency services.
We've just scratched the surface.
There's so much more to uncover.
Stay tuned for part two.
In part two of our deep dive, we'll delve into specialized services like e-commerce marketing,
yes,
lead gen, and explore those emerging trends that are shaping the digital landscape.
The landscape is always changing.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the deep dive. We're continuing our exploration of digital marketing agency services.
Yeah.
And this time we're venturing into those more specialized territories.
Think of it as discovering those hidden islands.
Hidden islands.
On our digital map.
I like that.
These are the services that really give businesses a competitive edge.
The article also mentions e-commerce marketing.
Right.
We've talked about SEO and PPC in general.
Mm-hmm.
But what makes e-commerce marketing unique?
It's about understanding the nuances of online shopping.
Okay.
And tailoring those strategies
yeah.
to the specific challenges okay. and opportunities.
So e-commerce SEO
yes.
isn't just about getting people to your site.
Yeah.
It's about getting them to the right product pages.
Exactly.
Enticing them with those compelling descriptions and guiding them through the checkout process.
Seamlessly. Okay.
And e-commerce PPC
yes.
involves targeting shoppers at different stages of their buying journey.
Exactly. So maybe they're just browsing. Maybe they've abandoned a cart. Or maybe they're actively searching
for a specific product.
Agencies know how to craft ads that speak to those different needs.
The article specifically mentions Shopify.
Yes.
A popular e-commerce platform.
Very popular.
Optimizing a Shopify store for both search engines and user experience.
Crucial.
So crucial.
Yeah.
So if Shopify is our ship,
okay,
agencies act as both ship builders and navigators.
I like that.
Ensuring it's not only beautiful and functional,
right,
but also sails smoothly through the sea of online commerce.
They handle everything.
Okay.
From keyword research,
yeah,
product page optimization,
okay,
to crafting those compelling product descriptions,
right,
streamlining the checkout process,
right,
making sure your Shopify store is mobile-friendly.
Mobile-friendly.
Because a lot of people shop from their phones.
Yeah. It's so important these days.
It is.
Speaking of attracting the right visitors to our ship.
Lead generation.
Lead generation.
Yeah.
It's not just about casting a wide net.
No, it's about attracting those valuable leads.
Who are more likely to become paying customers.
Exactly.
Agencies excel at creating lead magnets.
Those irresistible offers.
Okay.
That entice visitors to exchange their contact information.
So like an ebook.
Yeah, an ebook.
A checklist, a webinar.
A free consultation.
A free consultation.
Yeah.
So you're offering a taste of the treasures that await.
A little sneak peek.
Enticing them to explore further.
And once you have that contact information,
yeah,
you can continue the conversation, nurture the relationship.
Lead nurturing.
Lead nurturing.
That's crucial.
It is.
So using email marketing,
mm-hmm,
targeted content.
Personalized messages.
And landing pages play a role in this too, right?
Absolutely. Landing pages are standalone web pages.
Okay.
Designed for specific campaigns.
So that's where you send traffic from your ads.
Yes, from your ads.
Social media posts, email campaigns.
It's all connected.
They're optimized to convert visitors into leads.
Exactly.
So agencies make sure those landing pages are visually appealing.
Right.
The message matches the campaign.
Yeah.
Clear call to action.
Yeah, it's important.
That guides visitors to the next step.
So we've charted a course through SEO, PPC, social media, content marketing.
Email marketing, website design.
CRO
even.
We've covered a lot.
But the digital sea is vast and ever-changing.
Always changing.
What's on the horizon?
Well, one trend that's making waves is personalization.
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 I've definitely seen that word everywhere.
It's everywhere.
But what does it actually mean in the context of digital marketing?
It's about treating each visitor like a VIP.
Okay.
Tailoring their experience.
Based on
their individual preferences.
Preferences and behaviors.
So not just sending generic messages.
Right.
It's about creating a unique experience.
For each individual.
Yes.
And agencies use data and technology.
They do.
To achieve this.
They track browsing history, purchase behavior demographics.
All of that.
Even social media interactions.
Oh, wow.
To create detailed profiles.
Of their target audience.
Yes.
So they can deliver targeted content.
Personalized offers.
Dynamic website experiences.
That adapt in real time.
And then you have AI.
Artificial intelligence.
Artificial intelligence. This is where the robots take over our marketing campaigns.
Not quite.
Okay, good.
AI is a powerful tool.
Okay.
But it still requires human guidance.
So it can enhance and automate,
yes,
many aspects of digital marketing.
Okay.
Agencies use AI for tasks like chatbots, algorithms that personalize ad targeting.
Predictive analytics.
That can forecast trends and behaviors.
Exactly.
So it's like having a digital brain.
A digital brain.
That can process information at lightning speed.
Super fast.
But it's still the human captain.
Of course.
Who ultimately steers the ship.
Always.
AI can help us navigate those ever-changing algorithms that determine what content gets seen.
And by who.
But with all this technology, are we losing that personal touch?
That's a valid concern.
Yeah.
But I believe technology can actually enhance the human touch.
Okay.
Allowing us to be more efficient, more targeted, more personalized.
More personalized.
Yes.
Okay, so we've talked about personalization AI.
Mm-hmm.
What other trends should businesses be aware of?
Well, voice search is gaining momentum.
Voice search?
As more people use voice assistants.
Like Siri and Alexa.
Yes, to search for information.
So businesses need to optimize their content.
For voice search.
So using natural language,
yeah,
and long tail keywords.
That people are likely to use in those voice queries.
And the rise of video marketing.
Video marketing is huge.
Video's engaging.
So we'd be.
Platforms like YouTube, TikTok.
Instagram Reels.
Instagram Reels.
They're becoming increasingly important.
And it's not just about creating those polished, high production value videos.
No, sometimes those raw, authentic videos can be even more effective.
Showing the human side of your brand.
Building trust.
Building trust through transparency.
Transparency is key.
And this brings us to another important trend.
Yes.
Authenticity.
Authenticity and transparency.
Consumers can spot a fake a mile away.
They can't.
They want to connect with brands that are genuine.
Yes.
And transparent.
In their values and practices.
So businesses need to be more intentional.
They do.
About their brand messaging.
And their overall brand experience.
It's not just about what you're selling.
No.
It's about who you are as a brand.
Who you are and what you stand for.
And all of these trends and emerging technologies.
It can feel overwhelming.
It can.
But that's why it's so valuable to partner with an agency.
Because they have the expertise.
The experience.
The resources.
To help businesses navigate
these ever-changing waters.
And chart a course towards success.
But with so many agencies out there, how do you choose the right one?
That's a great question.
That's a journey we'll embark on in the final part of our deep dive.
Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've explored this incredible array of digital marketing agency services.
Yeah, from the essentials to the really cutting edge stuff.
But as we approach the final leg of our journey,
right,
the big question remains.
The big one.
How do you choose the right digital marketing agency?
It's a tough one.
To captain your ship.
So many options out there.
So many options. And these agencies can be absolute game changers.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But only if they're the right fit.
Exactly. It's got to be the right fit.
So where do we even begin?
Well, you got to start with yourself.
Okay.
What are your business goals?
What are you hoping to achieve with this digital marketing?
Yeah. Are you looking to boost brand awareness, get more website visitors,
generate leads,
increase sales?
It's important to define those goals first. Because an agency that specializes in, say, SEO,
right,
might not be the best fit if your main goal is social media engagement.
Totally different skill set.
And once you have those goals,
yeah,
seek out agencies that have a proven track record.
Look at those case studies.
Testimonials, client portfolios.
Exactly. Have they worked with businesses similar to yours?
Yeah. Have they achieved results that align with your aspirations?
And look at their communication style.
Yeah.
You're going to be working closely with these folks.
It's like interviewing potential crew members.
It is.
Asking them to share their seafaring tales.
Do they listen to your concerns?
Yeah.
Do they explain things clearly?
So they seem invested in your success.
Yeah, you want to feel comfortable and confident.
Absolutely. And what about the size of the agency?
Oh, that's a good one.
Does that matter?
It depends.
Is bigger always better, or is there something to be said for a smaller, more nimble team?
Some businesses prefer the personal attention of a smaller boutique agency.
Okay.
Where they have direct access to the leadership.
It's like choosing a privateer.
Yeah, smaller, faster.
Others might prefer the resources of a larger agency.
Right, with specialists for every need.
It's like choosing a grand galleon.
Fully equipped.
With a full crew.
Yeah, both options have their pros and cons.
So it's about finding the right fit.
For your specific needs.
Your budget.
Your comfort level.
And speaking of budget.
Right.
Be upfront about your financial constraints.
Agencies typically charge in one of three ways.
Okay.
Hourly rates, project fees, or retainers.
So hourly rates are like paying for passage based on time spent at sea.
That's one way to think about it.
Project fees, a fixed price for the whole voyage.
And retainers, securing ongoing passage.
So there's a pricing model to suit every voyage.
There is.
But what about those human elements?
The human element is so important.
What should you look for in the individuals?
Look for a crew that's not only skilled, but passionate.
Passionate about sailing.
Yeah, experts who are always learning and growing.
Staying ahead of the curve.
Because the digital sea is constantly changing.
Constantly changing. What works today might be obsolete tomorrow.
You need a crew that's adaptable.
Innovative.
Always looking for new and better ways to navigate.
So they're not just following trends.
Right.
They're helping to shape them.
Exactly.
And what about the agency's culture?
Culture is huge.
It's like the spirit of the ship.
It is.
The unspoken code that guides the crew.
You want to work with an agency that shares your values.
So do they prioritize transparency?
Ethical practices?
Diversity and inclusion?
Giving back to the community.
Because at the end of the day,
yeah,
you're not just hiring an agency.
You're entering a partnership.
You want to choose a partner you trust.
Absolutely.
Respect and feel proud to sail alongside.
Well said.
So as you embark on this search for the perfect agency,
right,
remember.
Define those goals.
Examine their logbooks.
Prioritize communication.
Choose a crew that aligns with your values.
Your vision.
And what is the one final treasure you want to leave our listeners with?
The digital sea can seem daunting.
It can.
But with the right agency at the helm, it can be your greatest asset.
Don't be afraid to ask questions.
Explore those options.
Find an agency that empowers you
to achieve those goals.
We've covered so much ground today, from SEO and PPC to content marketing and CRO.
Personalization, AI, voice search, video marketing.
It's clear that digital marketing is not just a trend.
No.
It's the new frontier of business.
It is.
And the businesses that embrace it.
Adapt.
Use the right crew.
Will be the ones to discover the greatest treasures.
So go forth, dear listener, and conquer the digital world.
Conquer it.
And if you ever feel lost or overwhelmed, remember there are expert navigators out there.
Ready to guide you.
Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.